I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Paris lived through another tense 24 hours today, exactly 1 year since the Charlie Hebdo massacre last January. Today, a man armed with a meat cleaver tried to run into a police station. He was wearing what was thought to be an explosive suicide belt. An officer shot him dead. The suicide belt turned out to be fake, but prosecutors have still opened a terrorism investigation. Paris remains under a state of emergency after the November terrorist attacks, which left 130 people dead. But Paris has felt the tension for a year now, since the cartoonists at the satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo were killed. Last January, one of the people I spoke with on The World was Françoise Mouly. She's the art editor at The New Yorker, and she told us about the magazine's special cover back then. It paid homage to the murdered Charlie Hebdo cartoonist. Maybe you remember it. It showed the Eiffel Tower rising from a blood-red fog, its top replaced with a red pencil tip. Françoise Mouly joins me again. Françoise Mouly, what occurs to you on this first anniversary of the attacks at Charlie Hebdo? What are you feeling?
I'm trying to recapture the visceral reactions that I think I felt and everybody felt at the idea of cartoonists being murdered for having drawn a picture. Because afterwards came a lot of rationalization, but maybe because I deal in images, I'm more interested in visceral reactions and in rationalizations.
Talk a bit about the sense of solidarity in France that resulted from those attacks a year ago, and what's become of that solidarity in the last 12 months, in your view?
At the time that it happened, everybody went out in the street and felt unified in a denunciation of the murders. Then came a lot of talk and back and forth, including, you know, people who pointed out that everybody was out in the street, but maybe not too many people of Arab descent, that it was not truly unified, that it didn't represent every ethnic group and every social class. And that may be true, but there still was a sense of revulsion at the thought of an attack on cartoonists, on journalists, on people whose raison d'être is creativity and mocking not so much religion, but mocking the use of religion for political ends. And then since then, there's been a lot of debates and there's been controversies about the legacy of Charlie Hebdo. It wasn't at the forefront. It wasn't known internationally. Now it is, for all the wrong reasons.
I'm really curious. Do you think cartoonists have become more determined in their fight against extremism, or have they recoiled and censored themselves in a way?
Both are true. There is a sense that cartoonists have a mandate and have a mission, and many cartoonists felt recommitted to their calling by, in a way, seeing the importance given to cartoonists in this attack. It's a tragic way to find out how much cartoons matter. But yes, I think they feel they are at the avant-garde of having to keep this freedom of mocking, of if cartoonists become complacent, and if cartoonists are fearful, then that's a very bad sign. Since their avowed mission is to mock, if they stay away from any topics, then who will actually take on, you know, the terrorists? It's giving them exactly what they're trying to provoke.
Françoise, you said earlier that after the attacks, Charlie Hebdo became known worldwide for all the wrong reasons. Tell us how Charlie Hebdo should be known by the world.
Well, I'd like it to be acknowledged for the courage that those cartoonists had in going to an editorial meeting, even though they had received death threats. Because, of course, you know, in this day and age, you can always fax things and you can email them. And to actually get together in a room and discuss ideas is something worth celebrating. And also for historically, the May 68 movement and the generation that I am from, Charlie Hebdo was very important because they were taking on De Gaulle and the political system at the time, as well as the clergy. And the fact that something from that counter-culture movement would still be alive, it's important that it leaves a positive legacy.
Françoise Mouly, art editor at The New Yorker. She also edits and publishes Toon Books, which are hardcover comic books for early readers. Françoise, thank you very much.
Thank you. Very honored to be here.